Morning, everyone. Happy July. My family and I were down in the Austin area for the last couple weeks to visit my siblings. I have three siblings that live down there, and take a couple of my children to Herman's Son's Life Camp in Comfort. But we're glad to be back, and it's crazy how we've already blown through a month of summer, which is kind of frightening. My renovation project for my girls' bathroom is still at the stud level, not being done. So today, July 1st, is a milestone here at St. Joseph's Parish. As many of you know, the bishop ordered us to shake some things up in our finance and our pastoral councils. Those new councils start as of today. If you don't see your name on the list, it's just because I haven't gotten to you yet, just so you know. I feel that we've been struggling financially, emotionally, and spiritually with all where all this has been going for the last few years. Our parish has been hit hard. Four priests in 3 years, and finally we have stability with Father Angelo. Thank you for being here with us. Our almost 100-year-old beloved school was shut down. Decades of wisdom and guidance from members of Finance Council who saw this parish through innumerable troubling times are removed. In trying to make sense of this all, I'm sure that I've personally hurt people, for which I apologize and beg your forgiveness. When I push hard. Compassion, charity, humility go out the window, and focus, drive, and logic take over. It's part of my character, but please know that I don't mean to run anybody over in the process. So let's address the situation here at St. Joseph's Parish in Slayton. Where are we now? As of today, July 1st. I was thinking about some way to describe all this, and since I'm a computer guy in my regular career, I figured that most people are familiar with Windows machines crashing, locking up, require a reboot, blue screen of death. Sometimes they lock up because we've unintentionally made a mistake, and despite our best efforts and good faith, the system crashes. Sometimes they lock up because through no fault of our own, an update pushed out by an external power somehow conflicts and the system crashes. But in both cases, the system crashed and it requires a reboot. Sometimes it's partly our doing, sometimes it's not. Sometimes things are out of our control, and that's all right. We deal with the situation with our lost Word document, with our last PowerPoint presentation, or whatever, and we move on. And that's where we are at St. Joseph's Parish today, July 1st. A reboot. Somebody told me it's like St. Joseph's 2.0. We move on, we move forward, like this parish has done for more than 100 years. Y'all have weathered worse storms, certainly. So what does moving on look like? I have a million ideas, many of which I shared with Father Angelo, but I'm not here to make Benka Church 2.0. We all have ideas. We all have needs. We all know what we'd like to see in the future of this parish. I want to help nurture that and bring forth the fruits of the Spirit by serving these new councils and committees and helping them present and implement whatever it is we need to do. I'm here to serve Father Angelo. I'm here to serve all of you the best way I know how, by facilitating and encouraging a devotion to the most holy body and blood. By encouraging frequent participation in the grace imparted through the sacrament of confession. To offer whatever my gifts are in order to help see this parish usher in the next decade. To prepare this parish for our children and our grandchildren. To help lay the foundation for this to be the most effective parish on the planet at bringing people to Jesus Christ. In the gospel today, we hear about the woman who had suffered hemorrhages for years. She believed in the power of Jesus Christ so fervently, so completely, she but touched his cloak and was healed. That same thing can happen here through adoration and exposition, benediction and devotion to the most holy body and blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have his cloak. We have his body and blood sitting in that tabernacle. We have his body and blood about to be consecrated on the altar. This parish needs healing. Half of us were wounded when the school was closed, and the other half was wounded when the finance council was changed. So by my estimation, we can react in a couple different ways. When things that are out of our control hit us hard, we can run and hide. We can cower with our tail between our legs. We can rise up, flex our muscles, shake it off, and set our jaws in determination. Run and hide. Get up and shake it off. I personally opt for the latter. We are the church militant. We're struggling against sin, against devil. And as Ephesians 6:12 says, the rulers of the world of darkness against the spirits of wickedness. As we heard in the first reading, we've got more to be concerned about than just the inner workings of our parish. We struggle against the envy of the devil, against death of our relationships with God, against the evil and wickedness that tears our families apart, that digs into our psyches and makes us resentful and vengeful and spiteful and miserable. So I say, enough. We overcome chaos and evil and wickedness through the most holy body and blood and a devotion to our Blessed Mother. What has changed in the last 100 years that prevents us from invoking the power of the Blessed Sacrament and the power of Our Lady of Victory, Our Lady of the Rosary, who interceded on behalf of those Catholic Christians at Lepanto? I'll tell you what's changed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing other than our devotion, other than our faith, other than our adherence. That's why we're starting St. Joseph's 2.0 with an immediate restoration of adoration and benediction and a 33-day retreat of Marian consecration. That retreat's a personal commitment to pray along with your brothers and sisters, your family and friends in this parish. A few minutes a day will lay that foundation of prayer that we need to move forward as a parish. To heal, to unite, to be victorious in our fight against the demons of wickedness that rule this world. It all starts next Friday, Friday the 13th. Which seems to be ironic. It won't happen overnight, but it's time to unify as a parish. Time to spend time with one another, to get to know each other better, to heal, and most importantly, to pray together. To adore the most holy body and blood next to our brother and sister Christians. To grow in our devotion and consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That's how we fight the spirit of chaos that has infiltrated our parish. That's how we set our jaws in determination against the power of Satan and the demons of wickedness. That's how we establish stability and reestablish a relationship with our diocese. That's how we keep our children and grandchildren coming here instead of driving into Lubbock or, God forbid, going to another church altogether, non-Catholic. That's how we keep our families Catholic. That's how we grow in closeness and camaraderie as a parish. That's how we keep St. Joseph Church an anchor of Slayton. That's how we keep St. Joseph's a shining beacon of transparency, cooperation, and fealty within our diocese and to our bishop. Prayer, devotion, fasting, consecration, Catholic culture, Catholic community, Catholic character. To sum up, we all have a choice to make. Are we going to run and hide? Or will we be like the lady with hemorrhage or Jairus, the synagogue official, who were bold enough to trust in the healing power of Jesus Christ? Only you can answer that question. Personally, I refuse to be dominated by evil, so I'm coming out swinging with a monstrance in one hand and the Immaculate Heart in the other. So I hope and pray that you all consider joining us next Friday, Friday the 13th, to be consecrated to the Blessed Mother.